What's going on? What are you doing? Tanya Dunga's Gigo, then on Zewa Dahunsa Dache, Ungahuwa, and Hadiwa Nodus, and the Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewa Nyawar Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
On CFRC Radio.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. Is there anything else? Oh, it's Aboriginal Voices.
Yeah. And I'll start with Ani Nichkiwink, Doug Farquhar Indigenous, Miwashon Story, Esna Minwa, and Ishnabi Nuewin. Here we go. Aboriginal Voices on this. Oh, wow, what a cold, snowy weekend we had. And, you know, the cold has caused a whole lot of people to slow down. But, Sean, the best part right now, we have a special guest in our studio. Juliana, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. And, you know, it's interesting because you and Sean are in the control room, and I get to sit over here in this gorgeous Don Russ studio.
I know. I wish everybody could see. This is really, really cool.
Oh, good. Now, you mentioned last week, I think, your favorite genre. You told me a number of genre that you had. But you said you were interested in jazz and, you know, something like your dad was interested in jazz as well. So are you really interested in jazz?
I am really interested in jazz. I've been trying to get a little bit out on the piano for a little bit of jazz, but we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I love how soothing it is. I love how it can be upbeat. I've also been getting into house jazz, which is like a good collaboration between the two. Would definitely recommend.
Well, you have sparked in the two of us. Sean and I have talked since last Tuesday night. And Sean sent me a note saying, here's a really neat jazz location on the web. And between the two of us, we've sort of put together Indigenous jazz musicians just for you.
Love it. I'm so excited.
Now, the fun part is that you're going to be running a lot of this tonight with us. Mm-hmm. So not only are you going to be learning about jazz, Indigenous musicians and jazz, but also the technology that we're using to run the radio show. Ask any question you need to. We're open to finding out how to deal with it, whatever problems we come up with. You already have seen the first half hour before we went on air. But yeah, this is great. One of the things, what musicians do you know who are jazz musicians that come to mind? If you don't know any of that's fine, because you've just been...
That's a good question. I'm horrible at remembering composer and author names. I can tell you a really good song, though. Take Five, of course, is a great jazz piece, but also the house jazz that I was talking about. I can tell you what it's called. It is called... Paris City Jazz by Bel Air.
Paris City Jazz.
Okay. Yeah, by Bel Air. It's pretty good. Would recommend.
Okay. So we may get that in later on tonight. I'm not sure. I don't know how it's going to work. Well, what I did, the methodical part in my organizing everything, and you've got in front of you there, you don't have to read them all off, okay, right now, because we're going to try and go through Canadian Indigenous jazz musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be the direction we were going.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read off a few to Sean, he said, hey, we listened. We've played some of these on our show before, but I had never really kind of said they're jazz. But we're going to try and give folks a chance to hear a little bit about these people. Okay.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right, Sean, now to you.
What would you like to know, Doug?
What's the first name that you have there, Juliana?
I've got Pappy John.
Sean, that's one that you suggested to me.
I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. Very good.
So, have you seen them play?
Have I seen Papi John's play?
Yes.
No, oh. I've not seen them play. I have seen Murray Porter, but I've not seen the Papi John's band.
Oh, okay.
Although, there was this one night in Six Nations where I may have heard them. For a moment.
Right, right. Okay. I just wondered what kind of music that you pretty well are using with them. Do you know?
Sorry?
Papi John's.
It's kind of like a blues.
That's what I thought at first, yeah.
It's kind of like a blues player. And it's very good.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we let people hear it, and Juliana especially?
Yeah, that's probably best.
Yeah, because then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about them, and we'll be all set. So, Juliana... You have to make sure that everything's ready for the listeners to hear this.
Okay.
And I see that Sean's just about ready because the Papi John's song is on his computer. Mm-hmm. So,
Douglas.
Yes.
Too many things.
Well.
Oh, all right. I'm gonna.
You're gonna try it.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Well, you know what? Maybe in the meantime, I can explain a little bit to the listeners. I'm an intern, and I just started here like 3 weeks ago. This is my very first time on live radio. You might have heard me before. Maybe you recognize my voice. I'm Gigi, by the way. So I'm really excited to be here. And I guess, shall we take it away?
Is that your nom de plume? Gigi?
Yeah, actually, it's
okay,
my initials.
Okay, so there's a movie, like a French movie, called Gigi. I've never seen it.
Oh, okay.
But I remember it's French. Well. That's all. I'm going to press play.
And let's see if it's working. Yes, technology at its best.
Yeah.
There you go, Doug.
I like
Pappy.
That.
Yeah. Pappy John's band from Six Nations, and they were bluesing it out.
Yeah, that's whatever. What it felt like to me.
I would
me.
Say rock it out, but I don't think that's raw.
Sounds like something my dad would like. Yeah. So I hope you liked it.
I hope your dad's listening tonight because your first time flying the whole ship.
So exactly, what do you do here, Gigi?
So I am a con ed student, concurrent education student here at Queens. I'm a music major, actually.
All right, music yeah. major. Mm-hmm. And your instrument of choice?
Piano. That's my first instrument. But I do also play other instruments. I play pretty much everything on percussion and the bass guitar.
So where did we get to in piano?
You mean like what level?
Yeah.
A-R-C-T.
So for folks that maybe don't know about music, about the Royal Conservatory...
Oh.
There's the ARCT level, which I think allows you to teach.
Yeah, so actually you could teach after level 7. ARCT is kind of like another degree.
I made to level 5.
Okay.
Good for you.
I made to level 5 or possibly 3. No, it was 5. I made to level 5, and then I was going to work my way up to like, ARCT, and then I decided, no, that's hard.
And you know what? It really is, but made your way to level 5. And you know what? You probably learned so much of the foundational aspects. You could do anything. Put your mind to it, and you got it.
There we go.
There you go.
I just need some motivation.
Hey, you can come back every week.
But we'll get back to this now.
Yes.
Royal Conservatory is very much a classical piano institution. That's where they live. They like classical piano. They're not so much into jazz or blues because they look down upon it, right? In a sense.
In a sense, yeah.
Like you have these old stuffy piano guys. And they'll look down on you if you, in fact, enjoy jazz.
Except Mr. Christopher Norton. Let's not forget about him. He's everywhere in RCM, and he's great at jazz.
Christopher Norton.
Is he related to the Nortons who were... came with the Six Nations?
Joe Norton? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Anyways... your piece, the one that you like classically either loved or hated. Well, let's do both. Loved.
My favorite piece?
Yeah.
Claire de Lune.
Claire de Lune.
That's absolutely my favorite piece. No,
that's Tchaikovsky?
Debussy.
Debussy.
Yes.
Why did I say
close enough.
Why did I say Tchaikovsky? No, for me, Beethoven.
Really?
He got it done.
Yeah, you know, that's true. He did definitely get it done, and he stayed motivated.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't hear, and he was still
pulling
everything out. Yeah,
he could not hear, and he could still, you know, get her done. And the one that you, like, you played it, but you were maybe not really into it.
When it comes to my piano pieces, I really liked to pick things that I enjoy. Because if I don't enjoy it, then I won't get to practicing it, and then it'll just be a whole cycle.
But there's a point where you, like, you pick it, and you're like, I don't know if I like this. That one.
Honestly, I couldn't give you anything off the top of my head. However, anything from, like, the very last list in the RCM that was more, like, modernist music that sounded a little wacky.
Yeah.
That
the wacky stuff.
There. Yeah.
All right. One more like piano. There'll probably be more than this. I very rarely get to talk to somebody who plays piano. Did you, for me, Tramore. It's a short piece, but it's Tramore. Do you know it?
I don't think so.
Well, you should look it up.
I will.
It is the piece that Vladimir Horowitz plays in his Bravo point in the show. Mm-hmm. So, like, he's done. The show is over.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves. And they're clapping like crazy. And he comes out and does, what's that called? His encore.
His encore, yeah.
He does his encore. And it was, because he's no longer with us, very often Tramore.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell you the name of the, but I would have to look it up. But anyways, Tramore. I may be even saying it wrong.
I don't know.
And also, did you go and see the show, Two Pianos, Four Hands?
No, I missed it. How was it? Did you see it?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I seen it twice. But I think the second time I was able to see it with the Originators.
Mm-hmm.
The first time was the understudies.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pay to see the understudies.
So which one?
Albeit
did you
they
prefer?
Were very good. Mm-hmm. The second one with the Originators. Anyways, that's all I got to say. Doug. Oh, we want to talk about Papi John's. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Papi John's is don't worry.
Is an award-winning Canadian blues rock group known for their soulful rock and blues.
Mm-hmm.
And with a core lineup performing together for over 30 years, Doug. Wait
a
minute.
That's a long time.
How come we don't have a Wikipedia?
We'll get started on that next year.
I want me one of them Wikipedias now, Doug. What else? They won the Best Group Duo in 2002.
Oh.
What did we win in 2002? The right to come back another year. Uh, 2004, they won Best Blues Album, and they were in 2005 Juno Award nominees.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're pretty well loved by the people who make awards. Right?
Canadians?
Yeah.
People of the awards place. So do you want to know the lineup? This is the current lineup. Don Paulus. He's bass guitar and he's a Mohawk. And he's from Six Nations. But currently resides in Fort Erie.
Oh.
You know that place.
Very well, yeah.
Oren Adokstater, he's drums, he's Oneida, near London, and he grew up in Buffalo, New York. Do you want to hear any more of this? John Lee, piano and vocals.
Yes, you want to hear that.
Yeah.
Originally from St. Stephen, New Brunswick.
Oh, he's Mi'kmaq.
Currently resides in Kitchener, Waterloo, and Josh Arden Miller. Now, I have actually met Josh Miller, and we hung out at some video conference deal, and then I seen him later. I edited a video of a song that he recorded. I
See,
wouldn't say
that's,
that it's...
That's why you're here with all of your wealth of information. Yes, it is.
I wouldn't say that it was a to air,
mm-hmm.
but it was like a project. And so I got... There was a bunch of like footage. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to do that. I don't know, it was an editing project. I don't know what it was. Anyways, I was able to do that. But Josh Miller, yeah, I remember him. And he was cool.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to play another Pappy John's group? Or
are you done with me talking?
No, I'm just.
Would we like?
We have
Gigi
a number of others
talk.
We have to get to. That's
Gigi to talk. Hey, what would you like to hear?
Well, next up we've got Chuck Copinus.
Chuck Copinus. I don't know that he's on here. I don't understand your filing system, Doug.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right because you have to go. Well, I'll show you in a minute.
See, because there's like a whole bunch of like letters and.
Yeah, and you don't want the letters.
Numbers. No. Yeah. So that's, I don't want that. Sultans with Duke Redbird?
Well, I was going to save Duke till later in the show.
Okay, I'll be later.
If we can. But, no, do you have another Pappy John song at all?
No, that's the only one.
Okay. All right. Can you use your...
We're running the show tonight under distress.
Well, no, it's not distress. It's just different. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's elsewhere in here.
No, it's not in that section. No. Don't search around. You have to go on the internet
and
find his name.
Oh, okay. Go on to the internet. What's his name again?
Chuck.
Copinus. Copenace.
Yeah, and see, I was looking up and trying to find, I mean, Pappy John's, as Sean said, is over 30 years or more ago that they started. And then Chuck has a couple of songs, and I'm not sure, I think.
He plays the horn?
Yes, yeah. But I think he's Ojibwe. Mm-hmm. And I think the song that I had set up earlier was something about nobody. I don't know if it's there or not. No, did you find that?
It's not here, Doug.
Okay.
I'm looking for it.
Do you have anything on him?
Well, he plays the horn.
Right. No, but music. Yeah. On YouTube, I'll bet.
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay. I bet on YouTube there will be one.
Here's one with him on a horn.
Okay. What's it called?
Nothing Simple.
That's it. Nothing Simple.
Ah, there you go with the that guy, Chuck Copenace there. Are you there, Doug?
He's right here.
He's here. Hey.
I'm ready. Yeah, but sorry, I just had to run out of the Don Ross studio for a second. And then it's so big, I had to run across. I saw you put the blue light on. It says, hey, that means my mic is live.
No, we didn't turn yours on.
Next one up. I hope you liked the horns there with Chuck's music.
You liked Chuck and the horns?
I asked you. I hoped you did.
Well, I've not been a fan of the horn.
Really?
Ever. No, because I find it shrill.
Oh.
I find, I'll listen to it. It's not like I won't listen to him because he's got a horn. But I wouldn't seek it out. Mm. First and foremost, piano.
A saxophone? A tuba?
Again, there was a point in my life where I thought maybe I'd like to take up the saxophone or the flute. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to, the flute.
Flute's hard.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's really hard when you don't have one. And
you didn't make one as a kid?
No.
Oh, we tried.
No. Make one? How did you try?
A flute?
Yeah.
You bore holes into a tube of some nature. We used goldenrod stems.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really tiny.
Seems like something you would do, Doug. Saxophone.
The trombone?
No, that's the trumpet.
A trombone.
That's the trombone. Which one's this? Is this the one with the three?
Trumpet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
The trombone's the one with the long bar that you use.
That one I always thought
you
was kind of cool.
I couldn't figure it out.
But these guys, some of them will have the plunger. in front to shape shape the sound.
I've seen some people use it's
neat. And I think there's a guy on YouTube that will play, I don't know if it's a trumpet or a saxophone, but he will get a pylon.
Ooh.
And he'll stick the pylon in there, and it creates a louder sound.
Wow.
Or a deeper sound, maybe. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I'd
this go. this whole road that you've brought us along, Gigi, is you know, taking us into jazz, and this is perfect for Sean. I'm just loving everything.
String, I would listen to string harps and the violins and stuff like that. I would listen to that more so than I would listen to wind instruments.
I tried playing the trumpet. At one point. Yeah, it was really, really difficult.
Yeah, I would think you'd have to have a lot of wind.
Yeah, and that's something I don't have.
To go through, yeah. and you're unable to force that through. I have a lot of wind, but I don't know that I would, it's not for me.
Okay.
It hurts my ears. Hurts my ears because it's loud, not because they're no good at it.
Mm-hmm.
It just hurts my... They could be playing perfectly. Hurts my ears.
Okay.
That's what I want to say.
All right.
That's what I mean.
Now we're going to go out west. Kaylee Cardinal. And we have played Kaylee Cardinal's music here.
Have we?
A number of... Over the last couple of years, we've been playing some of it.
Like, I remember sort of that... picture, but I would not say that.
So what sort of information do you have on Kaylee?
She's a singer-songwriter. You know what? I'm pretty sure I do know this person. Like, you, not personally or anything.
You know
like
all
that,
these but, people. This is great.
But I have... I've met some people. I don't think this one is a person that I've met. Only because she came up after that whole life was over with.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what do you know about her? Singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriter. Looks like she plays the microphone. That's about all she plays.
Piano.
You say.
Yeah. So she's from Alberta. Okay. And her genres include alternative indie blues. She's a folk singer-songwriter, and she's most noted for her 2010 album Stories from a Downtown Apartment, which actually won a Juno Award for Indigenous Music Album of the Year. Wow.
Very nice.
Awards.
What year was that?
2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty recent, too.
Mm-hmm.
The album also earned Cardinal 2 Western Canadian Music Awards for Songwriter of the Year and Indigenous Artist of the Year. So she's the stuff, I think.
Yeah, she knows.
She knows what she's doing.
She's out to win awards.
Yeah. She grew up singing in church. I think that's how a lot of people start. I mean, I started in church as well.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Huh.
Yeah. I conducted a youth choir back in the day.
What type of church?
Did you hear that, Sean? Very quietly. She conducted the youth choir.
No, I got that.
Catholic church.
Oh, okay.
Back home, yeah.
So Catholic Church.
We've met a few people, but the one that comes to mind is Susan Engelclark, who started, her dad was the pastor at a church in Baker Lake.
Yeah,
that's many
not
years
Catholic,
ago.
Though.
No, but she went to learn to sing with everybody around her.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play, like, the organ, the big organ?
So...
Did you have a big organ in
no,
your church?
No, we didn't. Our church started off in a school gym because the church wasn't built yet.
No, I get
it. But then we finally got it built. It's beautiful now, but we have an electric organ. I know. But I have played on a real organ.
Yeah.
I can play the organ, too. Yeah.
That's like one of these right here.
Oregon's beautiful.
I'm just so happy you came tonight.
Me too. Yeah. You're taking us away from all the snow and ice outside.
Oh, yeah. It's very unpleasant out there.
Speaking of which, I was driving here from, home and just got out of, I think, Napanee. And I look over to my left. And there was the snowplow was in the ditch.
On the 401?
Yeah.
The snowplow?
The actual snowplow was in the ditch.
He was making an off route.
Stuck. He was there. Oh. It was like he wasn't there no more, but the...
The truck was.
The snowplow was. And the big one, too. Just some guy in a pickup truck. Like the big one. So... Unfortunate. Hopefully he's okay, or she. And it just struck me as kind of funny. Even the snowplow had a rough time.
Yeah. So what you're saying is if some of the listeners are out on the 401 tonight?
Probably should. Also,
follow a tractor trailer.
Yeah, follow a tractor trailer. Watch yourself when you go underneath the bridges.
Okay.
There was fishtailing action on my part.
That'd be really slippery through. Then, eh?
Yeah, it wakes you up. You're sort of listening to your podcast and driving, and then bit of a jolt.
Is that when you called me?
No. I called you because you texted me.
Okay.
One more question. I said I was going to be done with the piano questions, but how many hours a day?
Did I used to practice?
No, do you practice?
Well, if I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not practicing much right now, but I do have a reason, I swear. I have tremors,
actually. No.
So... my hand all the way to my elbow.
No way.
My doctors think I have nerve damage. So I have to wait until some testing is done in order to play again. But before, I used to practice, if my dad is still listening, not enough. but I would say around 3 hours a day.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. That's about what I was doing.
Yeah.
I would get up. In the morning, practice, and maybe about an hour. And then towards the end of the day, more practicing.
Yeah.
So 2.5-3 hours.
Mm-hmm. You really got to have time to put into it.
Yeah, that was my problem. I ran out of time, and I could not.
And it's hard being in school and having to practice as well as continuing your studies, academically, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. And I feel for all my musicians that are listening that are in music school. I know it's tough, but hey, it's only 4 years. Then you're good.
Then you're done.
Yeah. Unless you keep going.
Practicing.
But I commend the people that keep going. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. Me too.
So do you have a Kaylee Cardinal song that we could play?
I do. Which
because
one? You want to hear
someone
crying?
Who practiced
here's crying
singing.
In your basement.
Oh, what?
Crying live from the basement.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there we go. See, I can't read.
So broken-hearted, love wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables have turned, 'cause me and them ways have parted. That kind of love was a killing kind. Sweet.
come to me. I gotta tell you one thing, it's been on my mind, girl, I gotta say. We're partners in crime, you got that certain something. What you give to me takes my breath away.
I agree with that last.
Woo. Whoop. I tell you what, a new favorite.
Is it? Wow.
Sort of. So that was Kaylee Cardinal with her. Now, I think I was surprised, mm-hmm. pleasantly, because I didn't think it was going to be the Aerosmith cover. Mm-hmm. To, I don't know, crying. Was it Armageddon? Was it in Armageddon? Oh, gosh, Doc. Okay, carry on, talk. I'll figure it out.
I still think what I heard Gigi say was that it's crying live from the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. And then when you look in the video, it's the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rest of the house was just shaking.
I bet. You know, when my dad still does it now, but it was more often when I was younger, we have a whole sound system in our basement. We have like a million speakers. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was younger trying to practice piano, but I would be shaking and my bench and my piano would be shaking because of how loud the music was in the basement. So I can only imagine what this was like.
He wasn't making a comment on your playing, was he?
I hope not. Nah, he just really likes his lap music.
Uh-huh. All right, so I Don't Want to Miss a Thing was from Armageddon.
Oh, it was from
Armageddon. I don't know what. No, not that song. Oh. This song. I don't know what this song was from. Oh. Feels like it was from the same thing, but no.
Okay.
Maybe it's from another movie.
Could have been.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just each of you pick a show. Alrighty. On CFRC, and we'll just kind of get to our break.
You go first, Doug.
All right. The one that caught my eye was Peace, Love, Jenny. And it's, I think they're on Thursday afternoon or something like that. And anyway, Jenny was doing a shadowing here at CFRC, and she was so excited. She wanted to share everything with us. And you have to find the time or the day.
I'm looking, Doug.
Sunday.
Is it on Sunday now?
No, I don't know.
You're just making it up, aren't you, Doug?
I'm just guessing.
You have no idea when she plays.
No, I thought it was a Thursday afternoon I heard it on, but maybe.
Could have been.
Yeah. Maybe Thursday? I heard her promo on that time.
And, maybe that's what it was.
But, you know, that's a lot of programmers, a lot of new programmers like you, Gigi, so, you know, that have come in this year. Eli was in tonight into the radio station chatting before the show, and you know, we chatted with him, and he came in tonight to prepare his show for mm-hmm. the next couple of days because he's thinking that...
Is that who's over there now?
Yeah, and he's thinking that he's not going to be able to make it because of the snowstorm coming. There's more snow coming.
Is there?
On Friday.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah. So we don't know how much...
It's like winter again.
I love it. You know that.
So. Right? Back in the day, we used to get this like all the time. Mm-hmm. And then there was some time during, I think it's Trudeau. I think it was Trudeau's fault that there was no snow.
Oh.
Which is odd because he likes to ski.
Yes. Yeah.
No, big hills in Ottawa, though.
Oh.
Or anywhere
yes, there
else
is.
He is.
The big hill where all of the...
Well, doesn't he like going on BC hills, doesn't he?
Okay, yeah. Anyway, so...
French hills. France. Does France have hills?
Listen, there's some really nice hills like...
Switzerland?
Tremblant and Saint-Sauveur and those places in the Laurentides. And then you can go to Quebec City, and there's Mont-Saint-Anne. There's a lot of skiing there that's beautiful for all levels. And the one I really loved in Quebec was Le Massif. And when you start skiing, it's kind of an upside-down system that you you have to ski, but you start at the top. The parking and everything is at the top of the hill. You start skiing down, and then you stop halfway down, and you look out, and there's the St. Lawrence River just in front of you.
Oh, yeah?
And then you ski for another 20 minutes, and then you get to the bottom.
No way.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But that's where you have to go from there to get back up. So instead of you get to the bottom on the last run, you go up and then ski down. You don't want to do it that way when you're at Le Massif. If your car's up there and you ski to the bottom and the lift stops, you're on your own. Anyway, I
Oh, really?
And then
You're
and
walking?
You walk.
Oh,
you
goodness.
You climb a hill.
Climbing,
And you said France. And
I don't know. I just make stuff up.
Chamonix, Argentière, and those places. It's right near Mont Blanc. And... That is beautiful skiing. Anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 meters is just absolutely perfect, really great skiing. If you go above 3,000, you're into the glacier, and you can get glacial skiing. Jamie and I did that many years ago, and we went to 3,800 meters, and... you know, coming down on a glacier was a little different skiing than it is when you
imagine.
Get down on the grooms.
Imagine ice.
Well, yeah, but ice and snow.
Now is that
mixture.
The helicopter skiing?
No, they have at Chamonix. They have gondolas that'll take you to 3,800 meters.
But what about the helicopter skiing?
I have never done that.
Helicopter skiing. I've never been skiing, like in general. And like, I know I'm young, but I'm worried about my knees.
Oh.
You
don't worry about your knees.
Really?
Yeah. You worry like me about falling.
I worry about everything.
Yeah.
Mostly with skiing is that you damage an arm or a leg or your ankle area.
Don't ski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You play piano, don't ever ski.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Anyway, next up. Who is next up?
Oh, sorry. I was going to tell you that Peace, Love, and Ginny is on Saturday at 8 p.m. So. Making Bacon is 8 a.m. Weird, huh?
Yeah.
12 hours. He likes to do the rock and country and indie and live tracks.
Ooh, okay. And Gigi, what did you pick?
Well, let's go back to Saturday, actually. For those of you that tuned in yesterday and heard me, you'd know that the weekend is my favorite time of the week. So 12 a.m. on Saturday, join Terry, great guy, for throwbacks, reggae, calypso, alternative, hip-hop, and he'll take you back to a time when vinyl ruled the earth.
Nice.
All right, I like that.
Good job.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Next time you come back, Gigi, we're going to have to do vinyl and the reel-to-reel tapes. No, we'll just do the cassette tapes.
Yeah, let's do that.
We can still do that. The reel-to-reel's gone. They moved it.
Even over there.
No, when they went to digital, they took out this great big reel-to-reel machine, 12-inch canister holders for the tape. It was quarter-inch tapes.
Like cassette tapes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's larger.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of fun. So what time did you say that show was on?
12 a.m.
12 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay.
Still up.
Yeah.
Not me. I have to go to bed.
No, I get it.
There used to be a time in my life where I could do that.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Okay, who's next on our list?
We've got Crystal Shawanda.
Oh, yeah.
So Crystal Shawanda is from the Anishinaabe community up near Parry Sound, north between Parry Sound and Sudbury. But she lives in the north there. And she's been doing music for a while now.
She does a lot of things. I think she may have also grown up in the church as well.
There you go.
I think.
All good singers.
Like you got the Katy Perry, right? She grew up in the church.
Is that right?
Like her dad was like
That's
preacher.
That's where she started.
Where else? There's like other ones too.
Okay.
Well, Tom Wilson. Tom Wilson of Junk House.
Right.
In church. He grew up in church, singing, playing, learning how to be in a band.
Wow.
Like with other
with
instruments.
Others. Yeah. Okay, what song do you have?
How about Midnight Blues?
Oh, yes.
Since.
The cottage felt like something out of a storybook with a bird.
You're going to do that Midnight Blues, are you?
Well, eventually.
Yeah, I'm just making sure I have it all down here.